No guns for grandma. No, Barack Obama expected to issue an executive order now targeting 4.2 million retirees with a massive gun ban and therefore confiscation. And you think this can't happen? Believe me, it can. And but it just might. Joining me now, the expert on guns, Dr. John Lott here, as usual, from the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. Doctor, welcome back to the program.
Good to talk to you again, Steve.
So tell me about this. This kind of popped up out of nowhere for me. I saw the story here a few days ago. The president looking at it. Basically, if you get a Social Security check and somebody else takes care of it for you because maybe you're not good with money or you're just forgetful or whatever, that's going to be reason enough to declare you incompetent. Now, I first saw this in the Los Angeles Times. Declare you incompetent. Therefore, by virtue of your Social Security check, they'll come and say you cannot own a firearm. Do you own a firearm? What are they going to do? Come to our houses, pound on the door, start asking questions? What?
That's pretty vague right now at the moment. What they do for veterans has actually been a policy that they've had an effect now for a few years with regard to veterans. And the main effect it seems to have is just to put them on, to make it so they can't go and buy guns. So that when they do the background checks, your name is flagged as being a prohibited person, and you're denied being able to go and buy a gun at that point.
But the people that are in VA, I read stories in the LA Times, you probably did too. There's at least one example there of a 30-year-old gentleman that had been injured by a roadside bomb, and he had somebody else taking care of his finances and so forth, and his guns were taken away from him.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean,
they make them sign statements saying that they no longer have a gun. I don't know whether it would be more invasive than that, but I assume somebody could lie about already or saying that they don't already have a gun. My guess is the main initial effect, anyway, will be to say that they can't go and buy a gun. So whether it goes beyond that, I don't know. We don't know at this point, but it's still troubling as it is. And to go and declare somebody mentally defective because, it could be as simple as they're not very good at math.
Or their kids taking care of their finances potentially or whatever.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, or their kids taking care of their money or whatever the case may be, okay? They're not mentally defective. If you're a shut-in, if you're an elderly person, you're a shut-in, but you don't want to live with your kid, but you said, why don't you go ahead and take care of my finances, just make sure my bills are paid, is a courtesy. Or maybe the kid's offering to do it to help mom or dad out. And now you're going to say, well, mom or dad, well, you have to live here by yourself, and you're not allowed to defend yourself. That's abject stupidity.
Right. Well, look, older people benefit much more from having guns than younger people do, simply from the fact that there's a larger strength differential that exists between what would typically be a young male criminal attacking an older person than, let's say, a young male attacking a middle-aged male or a younger person. In many cases, I assume elderly people, the only option that they have for protecting themselves is to have a gun. There's no other way that they would be able to fend off an attack by a young male criminal.
Sure. And here's my bigger concern. There's one of those, the way this law reads, or these rules read, in my reading of the LA Times, there's one there that a condition that prevents you from owning a gun, an undefined condition. Well, the heck does that mean? You have a condition. I mean, I have a condition. I mean, that could be construed to mean just about every one of us. And I made the point here in a piece that I wrote that Barack Obama and his defenders have consistently said he will not come after legal gun owners. Obama's not going to, but he's going to change the definition of what a legal gun owner is. There just won't be any.
Yeah, no, look, I mean, I knew Obama at the University of Chicago, and we overlapped there for about 4 years when I was teaching in the law school. And I tried to tell people back in 2008 that when I had known him back in the late 90s, the first time I had met him, in fact, he had told me that he didn't believe people should be able to own guns. And, you know, this seems pretty consistent with that. The fact that they want to make it so that all these, a lot of veterans and now millions of people, literally millions of people who get Social Security, an estimate of over 4 million people, now that they're going to be able to go and take away their firearms.
Right. You know, what if you get a, what if you're on Social Security disability? What if you're on some sort of other payment? What if you're getting some sort of entitlement payment that's not Social Security, but somewhere along the line? Is everybody that gets an entitlement then going to be subjected to these same guidelines? My guess would be, of course they are, because again, if he can define what a legal gun owner is, it'll change everything.
He could go and say, right, if you get any type of benefit from the government, you live in public housing or something, you know, they could go and attach these strings to it that would forbid people from being able to either buy guns or to keep the guns that they already have.
Well, exactly. And then, you know, by definition, you become a felon by keeping the gun and not being honest about it. Therefore, you're breaking the law, and nothing good comes from that either. Dr. John Lott, always a pleasure. You can find out more at crimeresearch.org. John Lott has written numerous books about guns, statistics, and the truth about gun ownership. Dr. John Lott, always a pleasure.
Great talking to you, Steve. Thanks.
There you have it again, crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to find out more.